T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot going on this weekend. There's a big event in town at the College Football Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday night. The inductions into the Black College Hall of Fame in 2019. Seven or eight people are going to be part of this, including Hugh Douglas, who's going to be inducted alongside such notables as former Jet star Emerson Boozer and former 49ers star John Taylor. And if you remember the great 49ers teams when they began their incredible run, John Taylor, the star wideout punt returner of that team. And he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline, talk a little bit about what's going to be happening Saturday night here in town. Morning to you, John.
Good morning.
So, John, has it sunk in for you yet?
Yes, it's sunk in. It's one of those deals where you think you're still dreaming, but it's reality. I'll put it that way.
So I've been asked this question. So what are you going to wear? Because for me, this is a big deal. I work in the morning. I don't really have to wear anything fancy. But, you know, a lot of my coworkers are telling me I should wear my team colors or something like that, my college colors or something like that. Have you decided on the outfit you were going to wear to this event?
Actually, I don't have no idea what it's going to be. I'm letting my wife pick it up.
See, I don't have that luxury anymore. So, yeah, I missed it.
I'm like this that way. If anything goes wrong, I could blame it on her.
John Taylor played at Delaware State University and then, of course, matriculated on to the NFL, where he was part of those great 49er teams when they really kind of began their run and were dominant in the NFL. And what a key role you were on. And John, you look back on those 49er teams and see how many guys have either made, you know, you're going into the Black College Hall of Fame or other Hall of Fames, the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, you were surrounded by so many great players in your career.
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly. You know, I remember one year, was that 19, what was that, 80, I believe it was 84, when the Niners were playing in the Super Bowl against, was that Cincinnati?
Yeah, Cincinnati, 83, right? Yeah,
83, yeah. I was in college, and it was so funny. A lot of people don't realize that me and Dwight Hicks, former defensive back with the Niners, mm-hmm. We both came out of the same high school. And in 83, I'm in college watching him play in the Super Bowl. 3 years, almost 5 years later, here I am playing in the Super Bowl.
Speaking of that, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
you got it.
No, go ahead.
Now, what was it like? You know, we're talking about another guy who came from a small school, Jerry Rice. What was it like getting to the 49ers and knowing that you had another HBU star that was there with you? What was that like playing with Jerry Rice?
Well, it was one of those deals. When we were in college, you know, it was so funny. Every week we would play and, you know, everybody would be talking about different stats and this. And, man, you had a good game this week. But, damn, there's a receiver from Mississippi Valley that had X amount of catches and X amount of yardage this week. And it was so funny because, see, Jerry came from a throwing offense, you mm-hmm. know. I came from an offense that was the wing T. I might have maybe 3 passes, 4 passes a game, where in Mississippi Valley, they're throwing just about every play, you know. And it was so funny when I got there, it was like, okay, am I really where I think I'm at? You know what I mean? Because a few years earlier, I'm laying in college, looking at it on television. And now, 5 years later, here I am playing in the same game that I laid there and watched a couple of years back, you know. And now for me to be playing with, like you said, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, Roger Craig, it was just one of those deals where it was like, you didn't believe it, you know, especially with me coming from a small school, Delaware State. Nobody really heard of Delaware State other than 1 year they got beat by Portland State 105-0. That's probably the only thing that people heard at that time. You know, so for me, it was, it was, it was just an unbelievable experience for me.
And John Taylor spent a number of years, about a decade in San Francisco as a great wide receiver and a punt returner, made the Pro Bowl in 1989, being inducted into the Black College Hall of Fame at the College Hall of Fame on Saturday night alongside Hugh Douglas. And, John, one of the things that Hugh and I have talked about is, you know, you're going to be down here at the College Hall of Fame. I don't know, have you ever been here to the College Hall of Fame?
No, I haven't.
You're going to love it. It is spectacular, is the only word to describe the College Hall of Fame in Atlanta. But you're only going to be here for, not only physically for a day, but your plaque's only going to be here for a moment because your plaque about to be up and moved from here in Atlanta to Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, yeah, that's a deal that, hey, I mean, like I said, coming from a small school like Delaware State, that's something that you would have never expect, you know. I mean, I'm honored. I'm really, truly honored. You know, it's one of those unbelievable moments. I mean, there's many guys that I played against, that I played with, that are deserving of such an honor also, you know. So for me, it's just an unbelievable experience.
Isn't it kind of weird when you think about all the historical Black college and university players that are in the Hall of Fame? You look at the list of all the players that have played at historical Black college and universities that we're on that list. When you look at that list, you got like Deacon Jones, Walter Payton, Shannon Sharp, and guys like that. Doesn't that feel kind of weird to you?
Yeah, it does, because here's the name. Here's a name that I'll throw you back. When I was playing at Delaware State, we used to play against Bethune-Cookman.
Uh-huh.
Guess who their head coach was? Larry Little.
Yeah.
Former guard for the Miami Dolphins. And it was so funny. We would come out there, right? And I remember, because I remember watching him growing up. And I was standing there, and we were warming up that game, and I was standing there looking at him. And they were like, "What you looking at?" I said, "Man, do you believe that's Larry Little, who was the offensive guard for the Miami Dolphins the year that they went undefeated?" They go, "Huh?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Man, can you believe that? We're actually here playing, get ready to play against his team." We used to have some good rivals with them also. You know, one year we would kill them, then we'd go down to Bethune-Cookman, we'd lose. It was back and forth. But it was just ironic to me, you know, like I said, here I am at a small Black college, and here their head coach is a former professional NFL player. You know, it was one of those deals where it was just, to me, it was unbelievable. You know what I mean? It's something you see on TV growing up. Man, I wouldn't mind being there. I wouldn't mind playing there, da-da-da-da-da. And then it actually turns out that way for you.
You know, speaking of the wide receivers of today, you know, you got the issues with A.B., Antonio Brown, and him wanting to leave Pittsburgh and everything. What do you think about today's wide receivers and the way that they play the game?
To me, first of all, the game is a completely different game. You know, I mean, I understand we're trying to make the game safer, that whole aspect, but I'm not lying. I say to myself when I was watching these games, man, I wish I was still playing. Shit, I might be able to have 2,000-3,000 yards a year. You know, with the way the game is going now, you can't touch a player this way. You can't hit him this way. And in my mind, it's like, what are we doing? You know, this is a game. Yes, it's a violent game, but we all understand what we're signing up for. You know, I sat there and I watched the game this past year, where I listened to them make a call, hitting a defenseless receiver. I'll never forget when I first heard that, hitting a defenseless receiver. And in my mind, it's like, okay, you can make that call every play because a receiver is always defenseless. He's looking for the ball. He's never looking for a defensive back. And if he is looking for the defensive back, he shouldn't be a receiver. So in my mind, it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? It's almost like now, if I was a defensive back, it'd be almost like I'd either tweet or email the receiver, "Hey, I'm about to hit you, so keep your helmet up. Don't lower your shoulder. Make sure you keep your helmet up because I'm going to go low. I don't want to get called for a penalty." You know, and it's like, come on. I mean, if we really look at this game, you can always make a number of those calls because that's just part of the game. I mean, you're a defensive back. I mean, you were a defensive player, Hugh, and I'm an offensive player. If I see you coming at me, the first thing, my natural instinct is to lower my shoulder.
Yeah,
same
duck.
Thing with you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So the helmets are going to collide because my shoulder pads are going to roll off your shoulder pad. Helmets are going to hit. That's evident, you know. And I look at some of these calls that are being made, man, people are losing a lot of games behind some of these calls, you know.
Right, yeah. And John Taylor joining us, going to be inducted into the Black College Hall of Fame on Saturday night. John, we only have about a minute left, and I got to ask you a quick question. I don't want to worry about the New England Patriots of now. We'll give them their own dynasty here. Back in the 90s, the NFL was dominated by two teams, your Niners and the Cowboys, right? I mean, and so you're in the same conference. You won, like, I don't know, 10 Super Bowls in a row, it seemed, between the two of you. Who was the better – who was better, in your opinion, and who was the more dominant team of the 90s? Was it the Niners or was it the Cowboys, or were you even?
I would say to me, of course, you know, I got to take the edge, the Niners. I wouldn't say the Cowboys, but you know, it was pretty much, to me, it was pretty much equal. You know, we'd have those rivals back and forth. You know, I often say, if you look at the game, if we played the game today from the 90s with the rules that are going on today, it would be hard to tell who would win, because to me, it'd be basically left up to the officials. It could be that call that you make, you know? I did some of these rules now, man, just got me baffled. I mean, it's like I looked at the part of the Super Bowl that Sunday, and the defensive back for the Los Angeles Rams came up and hit Burkhead in the backfield. I guess it was almost like a middle screen or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up and he almost like bear hugged him and took him down to the ground, and they threw a penalty. And you know how they bring the official referee in from New York, and they said, well, yeah, he has to let him make a football move.
I know. What?
In my mind, I said, what? A football move?
Right.
Wait a minute. What if he needed a half a yard? I'm supposed to let him catch the ball and then make a move first and then go tackling?
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy anymore, man. And like I said, you know, with the receivers that they have nowadays, I would love to be playing. And then, you know, the game has changed so much, too, on the aspect of offenses and defenses. Now, just about every play from the offense, how many teams has a fullback? Not many.
Mm-mm.
You know, everything's turned into the air.
Right.
You know?
Yep, it's an air
game. Which is a more exciting game to me, you know? Most people want to see scoring, you know? Everybody asks me, what happened to the Super Bowl on Sunday? I said, Super Bowl? There was a game played Sunday? You know? Because you had two high-powered teams that scoring over 20 points a game, but you get to the big dance, and you can only score one touchdown between the pair?
Mm.
A total of 16 points for that whole game?
Well, you put up 55 and one, and what, against San Diego, 59, or I forget anymore. I mean, you crushed Denver, you crushed San Diego, you had great teams. And now that all comes to four for you, John, when you and you go into the Black College Hall of Fame on Saturday night here in Atlanta, and I know you're looking forward to it. Congratulations, by the way.
I really appreciate it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.